Okay, we're back. Okay, we're back, and we're with Judy Bosworth this morning, the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead. And Otto, I know you had a question.
Yeah, we, over the past 3 years, I guess, we've had a number of veterans on the show who we've interviewed for the archives here at the college. And in that course of events, we had several people who had Purple Hearts, and several actually who were trying to get Purple Hearts, which they couldn't get. And I heard something recently about the fact that we are a Purple Heart town. Would you mind telling us what that actually means?
We are proudly a Purple Heart town. So, you know, the town of North Hempstead has a proud tradition of military service, and many of our citizens have earned the Purple Heart Medal as a result of being wounded, you know, while serving our country, and unfortunately some, you know, having it awarded, you know, posthumously, right, because they actually died serving our country. So this past June, we joined the military order of the Purple Heart Chapter 417 to declare North Hempstead a Purple Heart town. And so the significance of that is it's a recognition of the respect and the gratitude that we have for our veterans and for the great service and sacrifice that they and their families have endured and provided to serve our great country. So we now have signs at our parks declaring North Hempstead a Purple Heart town. It's going to be displayed in 10. They're up in many of the parks already. Beautiful signs displayed in 10 parks noting that. And, you know, you bring up our veterans. It seemed that we did not have an active Veterans Advisory Committee, and that was a priority for my administration. And we reached out to many of the different posts. We reached out to each of our council people. We put articles in the newspaper. We announced it at our Purple Heart ceremony, saying that we were going to be forming a North Hempstead Veterans Advisory Committee. And we wanted to make sure that the committee was comprised of a cross-section of veterans, older veterans, younger veterans, men, women. Also, we have, you know, on our Veterans Advisory Committee someone who's has family members serving. They themselves are not a veteran, but they have family members who are currently serving, you know, in the armed forces. And so we need to know what their perspective is as well. And the idea is for our veterans to come together to discuss what we can do to be more responsive to our veterans, what services we can provide. Now, the county has a great veterans, you know, service program, and the state has one, and of course, you know, the federal government has one. We're not looking to reinvent the wheel. Right. Those services are there. We want to make sure that we connect our veterans with those services, if in fact they haven't been connected.
Well, I am a veteran myself, and as a result of Project Independence having the VA at an outreach program, I actually now have a VA card, if you will, whatever the correct name is.
Great.
But later on in the show, we're going to have an Al Piscatelli on, who's on the Veterans Advisory Committee, and I look forward to finding out what's happening with that.
Okay, so Al Piscatelli is wonderful, you know, this is giving me an opportunity to get to meet some of our veterans in a more intimate way. And so we're having bi-monthly meetings. So I don't want to take the steam out of tells
Al,
you.
Al won't have anything to say.
Yeah, right. So I don't want to do that, but it's a wonderful committee, and it's an honor to be able to meet with our veterans and to. And it's their committee. It's we meet and we figure out what their priorities are, what they want to see happen. And so we have actually done a few things already, and Al will tell you about them.
Right.
But it's something that,
you know,
that
actually
I'm most
proud of.
Actually,
I could see an overlap between, in a positive way, between the Veterans Advisory Committee and Project Independence, because there will be veterans, obviously, who are seniors who probably could also learn and take advantage of what's offered by Project Independence, really.
No question. There needs to be that kind of symbiotic relationship.
Right.
But we also need to understand that we have many young veterans in the town of North Hempstead, young men and women who are coming back from serving our country, and we need to make sure that we're there for them as well.
Who need a lot of support.
Correct.
Because that was not a fun time for them.
No,
it was a very difficult one.
Yeah,
and again, it's a challenge, you know, for them to come back, and it's also a challenge for their families. So,
right,
we want to make sure that we're there in every way that we can be.
Very good.
You know, I think part of this also is how Judy is trying to incorporate the town of North Hempstead, make it a community, make everything almost interactive and make the people interactive. So, you know, if you have a question, perfect idea, Otto, putting the vets with the Project Independence, there's going to be little places where we can help each other out. But we have to remember that some of the Vietnam guys, I had a program recently at the senior center, the Vietnam guys, it's tougher to acclimate them also.
They're close, I guess.
Yeah, they're getting there. They're just coming over the border.
Korea, it's amazing how quickly that happens, right?
Unfortunately, my father always said the older you get, the faster the time goes.
And it's so true.
He's correct. Yeah. I don't know if there's some kind of broken clock up there or what the deal is, but...
You know, I've said this before. I remember the first time I got a Project Independence bulletin, and I said, well, why am I getting that? And I thought, oh.
Because you qualified.
You got it, exactly.
Soon they're going to be sending that AARP card when you're born, it just seems. It's like, oh, AARP.
Yeah. Right.
Talking about community and also Project Independence, Kimberly Galante is now the new commissioner, having not replaced. Casey Myers did a wonderful job and moved on, but she's also involved with community services. How is that going to work?
Well, it's working.
I know it is.
That's how it's working. And you're quite right, Casey, you know, was terrific, but she moved on to another position. And we looked, and that's part of what we're doing, is we're looking at things in the town, how we can, you know, get things to work most efficiently and effectively. And it seemed that there was a real overlap between community services and our services for the seniors. And not they're still two separate departments. It's just that Kimberly is the commissioner of both of them. And so the idea of that is to really maximize the efficiency and the utilization of the staff and services of both agencies, which very often intersect. So by having both departments report to one commissioner, the town, yes, is seeing a cost savings, but they're seeing that with no change in the delivery of services to our town residents. And so I know that under Kimberly's direction, our Project Independence program will absolutely continue to flourish as we continue to reach out to our town seniors to provide the wide berth of services that we're currently providing. And we want – look, I know, and this was, you know, something that was a combination. We had – during our Fun Day Mondays, and that was definitely seniors.
But that's community. That was community service.
But that was community services. Okay. Right. We introduced a new book club, so it was really terrific. So people were able to get. There was one book that was identified, and a wonderful woman who chaired the different sessions.
The book read.
So people got copies of the book, but through the generosity of the Great Neck Social Center, we also got funds to buy some Kindles. So our seniors were given Kindles, so they were learning that technology. And the great thing about Kindles is you're able to adjust the size of the print so that you can make it as big as you want. And this was such a wonderful new initiative. And so we were always looking for ways of increasing the services, looking for things that will bring new experiences to our seniors. But that was, in fact, done in coordination with community services.
Right.
And services for our seniors.
Where is the book club?
Well, it was at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Okay.
During the summer, but I understand the book club is still going on. You know, through DOSA, which is fabulous. As a matter of fact, I went to a holiday party at Clinton G. Martin, and there were a group of seniors wearing their buttons with their names on it, because I know it during the summer I got a button with my name on it because I was part of the book club, and they were so excited at the fact that they're part of this book club. It's ongoing, so it will continue, you know, during the year, and we're looking forward to bringing it, you know, back to Fun Day Mondays as well.
It's a wonderful initiative, especially with the technology part of it, that you slowly introduce people
who
want to.
My wife actually was trying to learn the Kindle.
Okay.
And is a member of a book club in the New Hyde Park Library.
Okay.
But didn't know about the one that you just mentioned.
It is. What is more beautiful than sitting at North Hempstead Beach Park in a shaded area, spending the day reading a book, having a great discussion with so many wonderful people, and it wasn't that it was a discussion of, you know, 50 people. They were groups of a very manageable size,
right.
And there were a few of them that were going on, you know, throughout the day.
Yeah, good.
So
good.
I hope she'll sign up for next year.
I'll have to let her know.
Okay.
I don't know if she listens to this show though.
But she listens to you, I'm sure. And I hope that anybody else who is listening to this show comes to our Funday Mondays and takes advantage of some of the wonderful services. Right. And it's nice to kind of be talking about Funday Monday while we're looking outside at the snow. But yes.
Yeah. Actually, what I'm going to do, on a limited time we have left, I would just like to talk about your advocate for in the building department, Lauren Suma, who's doing a wonderful job. And I really hear it from people. She is easing the pain, so to speak, which is what you want. You want somebody to help out.
Well, we talked about trying to make sure that the building department in North Hempstead was seen as our advocates and not as our adversaries. And we've done a number of things to effect a change. As a matter of fact, and we'll talk about Lauren in a moment, but we have appointed a building commissioner, and he's actually someone who was, you know, our rough jewel in the crown, so to speak, right in our department, and that was John Niewender. I don't know if you know John. John's from New Hyde Park.
I know the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. He was an inspector. He's pretty much done all the jobs in the building department, understands our need to change the culture in the department so that it is seen as being very consumer-friendly. And so he's just been in that position for a little while, and we're just so excited about John doing this. But getting back to Lauren, Lauren was appointed really the first day of my administration, and she's called the applicant advocate, and she is there so that if someone is having any difficulty at all, that they call Lauren, and she will walk them through any of the steps that need mm-hmm. to be taken so that people have a definite person that will be there to be just that, their advocate. One of the things we've also done is we've made the building department mobile. So we have mobile building hours where Lauren, with members of the building department, will go to different libraries throughout the community in the evening from 6:30 to 8:30 so that people can come after work, have their questions answered. But the other thing, and this is pertinent to seniors, is Lauren will set up special appointments with seniors to meet with them to address any of their concerns. Early on, the members of the Carl Place Leisure Club had asked if Lauren could come to their meeting, and Lauren and the building department came to a senior meeting to talk about issues that people may face if they're planning on selling their home, and just things to be aware of. And then there were individual sessions right. that people could meet. So we're doing what we can to bring services to our seniors, to our residents, to make the building department.
I believe Lauren was actually on this show back in the summertime.
I was on it with her.
Right.
Oh, terrific.
And I was on, too.
Okay. And it's right. very important for seniors. For seniors, because it gets overpowering when you're trying to do some little thing to your house, maybe before you sell it or, you know, that you don't know what's going on. Lauren's been a wonderful asset. Judy, I want to thank you very much. We're going into another break now, and you're listening to Project Independence in You.